Dicom Sports and AM 790 WPRV present the Rhode Island Interscholastic League Boys High School Basketball Open Championship Quarterfinals. Live from Brown University. Time for the play-by-play. Brought to you by Navigant Credit Union. Enjoy life's journey with Navigant. Quonset Business Park, home to nearly 11,000 jobs in more than 200 companies. Join in Quonset's success at QuonsetJobs.com. Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Nairobi offers same-day mattress high delivery 7 days a week. Teco Incorporated, a Rhode Island third-generation family-owned company and a leader in the residential and commercial HVAC business. Wright's Farm Restaurant, for any size banquet and events, and a half century of our famous family-style chicken dinner. Hope, the new book by best-selling author Bill Reynolds about a school, a team, and a dream. Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer hiring now. Go to vibeco.com/careers. Seascape Lawn Care, the number one lawn care company in Rhode Island. Call 1-800-294-LAWN. And by Benrus, it's a better time. Let's go courtside and join Dan York with all the action.
Alrighty, we're only a few minutes away from the opening tip here at the Pichitola Center at Brown University for the fourth of four quarterfinal games here in the Open Championships on the road to the Ryan Center. Dan York with North Kingstown, 19-year veteran head coach Aaron Thomas, who's been nothing but a joy for us today to broadcast with. He's given us tremendous insights over the issues with each of the teams and the coaches, and really has brought us into the huddle, and he's got to do it one more time for this game between LaSalle and East Providence. Coach, you have played both of these clubs before. You're intimately familiar with them. What do you think?
It's a very interesting 1-8 game, to say the least, because obviously LaSalle being the number one seed, but East Providence played LaSalle very close in their regular season game, losing by 8. I think they match up pretty well with them. I think it's going to be who shoots the ball better, really. It's not a lot of strategy going into this one, except that they're just going to come out and play.
Well, a 1-8, so LaSalle is the one seed. Coach Eric Simonelli is not cocky about having that one seed. I mean, he's lost twice to Classical, the fourth seed that now advances. Classical will play Bishop Hendricken on Saturday at the Ryan Center. This, of course, is to play Smithfield. Smithfield just beat Narragansett 69-54. This has been, in my estimation, and, I only come in late to the season and pay a lot of attention to it late in the season, but it seems to me this has been an open championship from the start of the open championship, and the one seed can't be confident that they can roll anybody.
Right, exactly.
Defending champion or not.
Right, they have to come to play every night to have a shot, and, LaSalle will be ready to play. Coach Simonelli does a great job of getting his guys motivated with high energy. East Providence had a little bump in the road when they lost to Central in the D1 playoffs, which is kind of a surprise to a lot of people, but they've responded nicely coming back, getting themselves to this game today.
So we'll have Lawrence Sabir, Jr., a 5'9 senior guard, at the helm. He'll carry the ball most of the way. Co-captain Michael McCord, a 6'3 swingman, a real key player. Michael Valelli, a 6'1 senior forward center. Again, 6'1 forward center? Well, it's high school. It's really about, muscle and how you operate underneath the basket. James Pair is a 5'10 junior guard, and Andrew Fleet is a 5'10 swing guy. I'm sorry, a 6'5 senior swing guy for LaSalle. That'll be your starting five. And on the East Providence side, Devontae Rose, Jaron Santos, quite the tandem. 13 points each in their victory over St. Ray's by 4 in the 8-9 seed game here. Zach Vega had 8 points, and Marcus McCarthy is a key player in this whole situation. Anna Duarte, by the way, is the other starter for East Providence. But an interesting story in Marcus McCarthy, 15 points in the win against St. Ray's. Marcus McCarthy played for LaSalle last year.
Right. So it's I'm sure there's some revenge factor built into that also.
Yeah, I don't know what the story is. And, on the high school level, it's really not my thing to start digging into why a kid transfers from one school to another. But clearly there's some, A, familiarity.
Yes.
And, B, you always want to smack it to the team that you played for, even if you left on good or bad terms. So that's cool stuff. We're going to pause here. We'll come back. Starting lineups are about to be introduced. I want to remind you that coming up in the postgame show and for each broadcast now and until next weekend, we'll have our player of the game by Wright's Farm Restaurant. They issue a nice gift certificate to the player, and we remind you that you can book any size banquet or event and enjoy their now half-century-long famous family-style chicken dinners as well, and we thank them. And I remind you that the road to the Ryan Center will continue on the radio with Dicom Sports, switching from WPRV to WPRO for the Final Four, if you will, the Saturday semifinal for the boys, both games at 4 and 6 o'clock with the pregame at 3:30. And the girls' state final and the boys' state final back-to-back at 3:30 and 6 o'clock on WPRO as well from the Ryan Center on Sunday. They're getting ready for the national anthem and the starting lineups. We'll come back and deliver you the opening tap here at the Pizzatola Center at Brown University, where we go now to the fourth game of four on WPRV.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns relaxing, trying my luck at Keno while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And, yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great. See you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or Wrightsfarm.com.
Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions, the mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at navigantcu.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigants.
All right, starting lineups are being introduced. We just met the Townies here at the Pizzatola Center, and now the Rams of LaSalle. Coach, when you take a look at LaSalle, the Division I champions, defending Division I champions for 2015. Of course, Classical just won that last weekend, but they won it last year. They're the defending Open champions, first team to win both back-to-back. They're the powerhouse athletic football Catholic school in Henrichen. They're loved and not so loved in the state. Got that big, you know, that big place in the athletic world. What's the rest of the state and their perception when it comes to LaSalle and playing LaSalle?
Well, they're very good. They have a lot of talent. And I guess the thing with LaSalle is they're going to determine how you're going to play. And that's what they do to everybody else except for maybe Classical. They decide we're going to pressure, they're going to pressure. They're going to decide to go after it man-to-man, they're going to go after it man-to-man. It's totally up to how they do it. And I think that's part of their MO, is that they're able to play at that level. Like they, it's like a bully almost. Like they impose their will on other teams.
Well, it seems to be in sync with the overall MO of their coach. He's a very aggressive guy.
Yep.
And admitted, he'll self-admit that it's a little bit of a challenge sometimes to officiate for him, but tenacity is part of their middle name at LaSalle Academy, no doubt. Let's stand for the national anthem for the fourth time today. Let's play some basketball. Our officials for the final quarterfinal game, Chris Nosinski, Kyle Sabath, and Jojen Vega, and we are ready to go. Keys to this ball game are?
Well, I think you got to definitely, LaSalle's going to set the tempo of the game, so East Province, I'm really looking to see how East Province responds for about the first 4 to 6 minutes of the game and where that takes them. If they get hot early on shooting the ball and attacking the basket, they're going to be in great shape. The confidence level is going to be there. And I think if it works the other way around, LaSalle jumps out to an early lead, that could be trouble for the Townies.
All right, Devontae Rose, Jaron Santos, Adam Duarte, Zach Vega, and Marcus McCarthy dressed in red, the red and white of East Providence, the Townies, their road uniforms. LaSalle in their home uniforms. Lawrence Sevier, Michael McCourt, Michael Valelli, James Pear, and Andrew Fleet. White trimmed in maroon. LaSalle goes from left to us in front of our broadcast table. The Townies from right to left. They're at center court. And Chris Nosinski throws up the ball. And it is chased down and retained by LaSalle Academy. Michael Valelli chased that down. He gives to Lawrence Sevier, who walks it across the timeline. Welcome in. It is game four, our final quarterfinal matchup. Sevier drives the lane and has a layup deflected. And so the Townies of East Providence will come back with the basketball. On the right wing is Marcus McCarthy. He dishes off for a shot from Adam Duarte, which is short on the right sideline. And the LaSalle Rams hustle the other way. And a great pass from Sevier to Michael McCourt results in a layup and a basket in the first score of the ballgame.
Fast-paced game already, right out of the box, what we expected.
40 seconds gone by as we kick this final quarterfinal game off. McCarthy gives it to Duarte. Top of the key to Santos. Left-hand dribble, shovels his way in and dishes off to Zach Vega, who scores.
Nice cut by Vega going back door on the cut, the drive by Santos.
Near a minute gone by, we're tied at two. Lawrence Sevier switches hands on the dribble from the top of the key, drives in. Pretty acceleration to the hoop, and he's fouled en route. He will go to the free throw line. The foul is charged to Adam Duarte, I believe. No, they're going to give that to Marcus McCarthy, his first personal foul, first team foul. And Sevier will have two free throws. Crowd still milling in here for the 6 o'clock start. We've had nice crowds all afternoon long, and I would imagine as this thing wears on, it'll be pretty full here. LaSalle has a pretty good contingent. I wonder if there's a confidence about a quarterfinal game that
it could be, but with East Providence also being their Thanksgiving Day rival in football, I expect a huge turnout.
Free throws are good. Sevier makes both. It's 4-2. Duarte in the lane. Beautiful move. Shake and bake on Valelli. He scores and ties the game at 4. The other way, James Pear comes racing to the front court. Goes right to Michael McCourt on the wing, giving some room. Zach Vega gives him that room, and now McCourt veers into the lane. A foul line jumper is short, rebounded by James Pear. He banks it home.
Good second effort by LaSalle. Keep your eye on number 12 for LaSalle, Mike Valelli. He does all those little things coaches love. Set screens, box out, rebounds, hustle. He's always doing the right thing.
Coaches love that. Jaron Santos just dropped in a three from the left side of the key to give the Townies a 7-6 lead.
Nice shot.
Lawrence Sevier, quarterback for LaSalle on this offense, gives to Pear. Jumper from the left wing is no good. Short, rebounded by Duarte, and he hands off to Jaron Santos. Santos gives it to Duarte, top of the key, along the right wing to McCarthy. McCarthy comes to the top, now throws it to the right sideline in front of the LaSalle bench to Duarte. Now Devontae Rose back to the basket, gives off to McCarthy at the baseline, swings it out to Zach Vega. Good ball movement and a breakup of a pass. Sevier knocked it out of bounds. 8 seconds on the shot clock. I like the ball movement from East Providence.
Excellent ball movement so far. And excellent cutting. They're keeping LaSalle on their toes by not staying still in a man-to-man offense. There's only 6 on the shot clock, yes. This is going to be a quick shot.
Santos in trouble. Gives it to Duarte. Foul line jumper good.
Nice shot.
At the shot clock buzzer. You heard it. 9-6. The Townies lead the Rams. Lawrence Sevier pulls it out on the offensive end. Man-to-man defense. He's guarded by McCarthy. They used to be teammates. Here's McCourt now with a three-point jumper. Air ball out of bounds. It'll go back to the Townies. Well, if the Townies were intimidated in any way playing as an 8 seed against the 1 seed, that's over.
That is over, and that's exactly what we were looking for from the beginning, say that they had to show up early, and they have. Now a little pressure, take the big out for LaSalle, go to a faster lineup here.
John Tondreau checks in, the 6'1 senior guard. Had him on Dan York's State of Mind for an interview. Nice young gentleman. Here comes Lawrence Sevier driving after a steal. Townies cough the ball up in midcourt, and Sevier drives all the way down and scores, makes it 9-8.
Townies need to attack now. Take it and go. Go ahead, kick to the corner. Nice.
McCarthy on the left of Vega. He drives the lane. Pretty move with his right hand. He scores.
Vega can have a big game right now, especially with LaSalle going small. They should be going inside East Providence.
11-8, the Townies lead. Sabir splits the defense, and he scores. Up and down we go. 11-10.
Different press, half court, 1-2-2.
Andrew Duarte, Adam Duarte to the right. Gives off underneath to Devontae Rose, and Rose scores on the baseline. Oh, my goodness, we have some offense tonight. 13-10 is the score. James Pair on the right wing throws a dangerous cross-court pass to McCourt, who throws it out to Tondreau. Tondreau loses, regains, brings it across the timeline. Now, Sabir, baseline drive, loops a pass into the left corner. McCourt, 8-foot jumper, too long, rebounded by the Townies. Here they come. Racing to the front is Marcus McCarthy. McCarthy gives off in the circle between to Jaren Santos. On the right, it swings around to Devontae Rose. Now Duarte. Now outside to Vega. Jumper, 3-point, top of the key. Good. It's 16. Did they say he stepped on the line? I guess it is. It's a 2-point jumper, but it's nonetheless a big one for East Providence. The score is 15-10. We'll take a break. 15-10 the score with 11:41 left here on WPRV.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, Lift Foam and Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer and leader for change in Rhode Island, invites you to join the team. Multiple positions are available in marketing, IT, and manufacturing, including CNC machine operators. Great hours, full benefits, a great place to learn and grow, at an inspiring place to work. Apply now at the Vibeco website, vibeco.com. That's vibeco.com/careers, an equal opportunity employer.
All righty, we're back off the timeout. Lawrence Sabir canned a 3-point jumper, bringing LaSalle back to a 15-13 score. And now we've got LaSalle getting the ball back after a missed shot by East Providence. Checking into the game, Avian Pia for LaSalle, along with, who else do we have checking in here?
We have Avian Pia checking the game. C.J. Waite is in the game for LaSalle. And then I believe Tommy Lopes for East Providence.
All right, Coach. Good get. All right, ball's on the side court. What do we have? Just an inadvertent situation. We have a foul called there?
No foul call. Ball just went out of bounds.
Okay. McCourt takes the ball between the circles. Gives on the right side. And it goes down the baseline. Sabir ends up with it. They lost control, but Sabir picked it up off the floor, and he scores, and he ties the ball game up. So what was a 5-point deficit has now been erased completely, and we've got a foul underneath. Charge the foul to C.J. Waite. It is not a shooting foul. And so the Townies will inbound underneath their own hoop. 4 minutes, 21 seconds gone in the ball game, and we already have 15 on the board for both clubs. Inbound play, Thomas Lopes, who just checked in, set play, gives on the left for a three-pointer from Jaren Santos, and there he goes with a jumper. So Santos throws up another three-pointer. The Townies take the three-point lead, 18-15.
Nice job, Townies, like we said early on, who shoots better. Right now the Townies are.
Lawrence Sabir in front of the East Providence bench with a high dribble. Gives underneath to Pia. Now the handoff to Jonathan Tondreau, and he misses the bunny too hard. He was off balance, and East Providence comes down with the rebound. Here's a long one from Santos off the mark. Three-pointer's no good. McCourt picks it up. He takes it all the way, top of the key. Drives all the way down and throws up the running one-hander, which misses, but he is fouled. So he got the rebound. He took it the entire way. He was surveying the area. And just as said, I'll take it myself to the horn and then to the rim. And here he goes with the free throw line. Aggressive play.
Yeah, LaSalle takes the ball to the basket as good as anybody in the state.
Third team foul for the Townies.
A couple more subs.
I believe it was Vega that might have picked up that foul.
Yes, it was Zach Vega.
McCarthy checks back in for East Providence. And Lopes will sit down. Tondrochik's out for LaSalle. It's Sabir and Waite and McCourt and Pia and Pear on the floor right now. The free throws are missed. 18-16 is the score, and we've got a shot from the left missed by Zach Vega for East Providence. And then as LaSalle comes to the front end, we have a steal. McCarthy for East Providence steals and then throws too far for Jaron Santos, and so it will be LaSalle ball. Up and down and up and down and up and down.
It's going to make good decisions. That was a tough pass just because it would have to have been perfect to get there.
Coach Simonelli calls the elbow play.
Send a big up the screen on the top guy to create for Sabir.
Sabir, top of the key, has nothing, goes left to C.J. Waite. His three-point jumper rims the basket. Pia gets a hand on it, but it runs out to Santos. Santos gives to Devontae Rose, who has his layup rejected from behind by James Pear. What a great defensive play that was.
Great hustle by Pear, turning and running and getting back there and challenging the hoop.
Out of bounds. Inbound play coming. Here's Duarte off the bench and scores. Adam Duarte, and he's got a three-pointer. It's 20-18, 20-16 now, and now we've got a missed shot from LaSalle, and the Townies will go back the other way.
See if they get a good set this time. The Townies early on in the game are having better sets. Now we get a little movement. Guys coming through. Like I say, it's always tough to defend the moving team.
Man-to-man defense from LaSalle. Kind of a semi-weave being run by the Townies. Here's the running one-hander from Devontae Rose. He misses. Saved by Duarte and out of bounds. It will be LaSalle ball. He stepped on the line. I hear the PA announcer call him Adam Duarte. Is it Duarte or Duarte? We'll have to check. I want to make sure we know that. We don't never want to insult the family. We'll double check on that and get back to it. We got a substitution here in the ballgame. Is David Ogunrunbi for East Providence. He's in for the first time, a 6'2 junior forward. So a four-point deficit for LaSalle, and they throw it away. James Pear was looking for Mike McCord at the baseline. He threw it too far, and it'll be East Providence ball.
Yeah, we have clarification. It is Duarte.
Duarte. Good. We've got that figured out. Jack McGonigal went on a long walk for no reason.
Well, we just realized we have these Providence posts next to us.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. The coach is resourceful. Here's a long pass from Santos. No good. Here's Sabir racing for LaSalle. He passes off to Pia, and Pia has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. It will remain LaSalle ball.
Timeout East Providence.
Timeout East Providence. Coach sees it. I call it 20-16. 8:05 to go. Be right back on WPRV.
Benriss, originally created in 1921, quickly dominated the world of high-fashion watches and then went on to supply America's military with precision timepieces from World War II through Vietnam. Today, Benriss has been reimagined. Shop Benriss watches, backpacks, sunglasses, and apparel at 39 Pike Street, Providence, and online at Benriss.com. Follow Benriss USA on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to stay current and up-to-date with promotions as well as exclusive sneak peeks and giveaways.
10,000 jobs. It's a lot of people working, and it's happening right here in Rhode Island. Where? At the Quonset Business Park. 10,000 jobs in manufacturing, engineering, medical research, aquaculture, and at one of the largest, most successful auto importers in North America. Could there be something for you at Quonset? Find out. Go to QuonsetJobs.com. Be one of the 10,000. Come share in our success at QuonsetJobs.com.
Back here at the Pizzitola Center, 8:05 remaining in the first half, the fourth of four quarterfinal games. Early winners, Classical, 71-60 over Westerly. Hendricken, 85-32 winners over Portsmouth. Smithfield over Narragansett, 69-54. So this game between LaSalle and East Providence is for the right to play Smithfield at the Ryan Center in the second semifinal game there next Saturday afternoon. Inbound off the timeout with LaSalle down four. Lawrence Sabir gives it to James Pear in front of the East Providence bench, and his three-pointer is too hard off the rim, and we come back. Marcus McCarthy for East Providence gives to Zach Vega. And now Devontae Rose, short jumper is short, comes on the floor and on the run. C.J. Waite picks
lost
it up and loses the ball out of bounds.
LaSalle switches to a 2-3 zone. Doesn't look creative. We haven't seen much of that from LaSalle this year.
lot of action, up and down.
A little half-court press here. 1-2-2 press. East Brown's turn and attack. Nice job.
McCarthy clears the lane, gives to Agunrobi. Ronby. Agunrobi. That's a good one. Agunrobi. Here's the jumper from Marcus McCarthy. Pretty touch, but he misses off the back of the rim. And LaSalle comes down. We haven't had a score in a couple of minutes now. It's been locked at 20-16.
For a while, they scored every second. It seemed like it was so quick to pace.
C.J. waits. Gives out to Sabir, and Sabir settles the whole thing down. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Mike McCourt gives to Pear in the corner. Out to McCourt. He's got a head of steam, and he drives in and misses. He had some traffic. Agunrobi picks up the rebound. The Townies racing to the front. And Jaron Santos splits the defenders and picks up the foul. And Root, he's an aggressive player. I like him.
Yeah, he does very well. He takes the ball to the basket. He'll run the offense for Coach Butler. You know, JC's really become a good player as time's gone on.
Vega and Agunrobi sit down. Kirsten Casey is in for East Providence. Duarte is back in. We've determined that is the right pronunciation. My apologies to the Duarte family. And here we go, 6:45 remaining, four-point game. 6:45 in the first half, of course. Now we have a stutter step move from Devontae Rose. Gives off to Marcus McCarthy. He forces, and we get a foul called against LaSalle.
Looked like a four shot there. Kind of got bailed out on that one. He went for the underhand scoop.
Foul is charged to James Pear, his first. Three team fouls. So free throws for Marcus McCarthy, former LaSalle player, now playing for East Providence. His first free throw is good. Navigant Credit Union, enjoy life's journey with Navigant. Kwanzaa Business Park, home to nearly 11,000 jobs and more than 200 companies. Join in Kwanzaa's success at KwanzaaJobs.com. Second free throw is no good. And so we have a 21-16 game with 6.5 remaining in this first half of play. Dan York and Aaron Thomas with you with the final quarterfinal game. James Pear circling around the key. Out top and now on the right side to McCourt. McCourt back to the basket, twisting and turning.
Does seven on the shot clock.
Gives to Sabir. Sabir drives baseline. His floater nice is pick. Good, and he is fouled, and he will go to the line. Foul charge to Adam Duarte, his first personal foul, fourth team foul for East Providence. So Sabir, who really is the engine on this offense.
He makes it go. He got a great swing on the ball on that and took it to the basket and gets the points fouled. Well, a little lane violation that doesn't get called.
He misses the free throw, so it's just 2 points. 3-point spread, McCarthy the other way. He misses, but he is fouled.
Good job by McCarthy attacking the basket here.
Marcus McCarthy will go to the free throw line. A couple pauses from your play-by-play guy. We've been under the weather here, as a lot of these players have, actually, for the last couple of days. There's nothing like a prescription like four play-by-play calls when you've got a throat that is aching. But we've done pretty well so far. I apologize for a couple of pauses, but Aaron Thomas has been right there for us. And, of course, Doug McGonigal is poised to take over the play-by-play microphone at any moment now. I can't wait to do it.
Interesting substitution as number 35 comes in for LaSalle. He is a three-point shooting specialist. Let's see if they free him up.
That would be Daniel Gritch. He is in the ball game.
You'll see the shot. I hate to say that it's not the prettiest shot, but it does go in a lot.
And his dad is behind me and is begging me to pronounce his name properly.
There it goes.
So Gritch with the three-pointer. Off the back of the rim, no good. McCourt follow, good. And a timeout. Do we have a timeout? What do we have?
Stoppage of play to check on one of the players. Number 23 took a shot to the face, Marcus McCarthy. But he's okay.
All right, so let's reset. 5:40 left in the half. 23-20. The Townies of East Providence lead LaSalle. And across the timeline comes Jaron Santos. Might have palmed the ball, but he kept his hand on top right in front of us. The crowd wanted a turnover. They didn't get it. Here's a jumper from the right corner from Kirsten Casey.
Huge shot. Puts him up six. Good ball movement.
26-20.
East Providence in the 2-3 zone now.
And they break up a pass. Sabir with a lazy pass, but then Pia picks it up and bulldozes his way under the hoop. Misses, follows, and scores. He's a football player. He's going to play football in college, I understand, and he's no one to mess around with under the basket, I'll tell you
that.
He's
going to UMass to play football.
Here comes Santos. Santos drives in front of the LaSalle bench and coughs it up on the turnover. Eric Simonelli stands up, screams at his team, let's go.
Trying to get some energy going for his team. Now we get the 2-3 look again.
To get Simonelli excited.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's McCourt in front of the East Providence bench. Gives to Sabir. Cuts across the lane.
Traveling.
Rich was about ready to throw up a three-pointer. Instead, he gave it off to McCourt, but stepped along the way, and he coughed it up.
A little change in defense by East Providence. You know, the 2-3 is taking LaSalle's drives away right now, so create a little bit of a problem.
Four-point spread. Substitution, Thomas Lopes.
Now we go small again. Now we bring in CJ. CJ Wade enters the game, so now we're going to press a little bit.
Lopes for CJ Wade.
Definite size advantage now for East Providence for Vega if they can get him on the block.
Check that. That was Courtney. That was CJ Wade that came in for LaSalle. My bad. Townies have the ball on the front side. 4:28 to go. Santos, left-hand dribble against Sabir, switches hands, drives in. He's got pressure, and what a
nice
beautiful
finish.
Hanging shot that was. He scores, giving the Townies a six-point lead, 28-22. Sabir to McCourt on the right wing. Out to Gritch. Gritch across to Sabir, foul line, crosses. He's in the lane. Nice move to the hoop. He is fouled en route. The ball bounded off the back of the rim, but he will go to the free throw line, and he will have two shots.
Finds a way to get the ball inside the paint and get a good shot off.
Charge the foul to Marcus McCarthy, his second foul, 15 foul. And Lawrence Sabir, who has 13 points already for LaSalle, looks for the 14th. Way short. Substitution for the Townies. Back in, Devontae Rose replaces McCarthy. He sits down with the two fouls. Coach Alex Butler wants him to take a break. You don't want three on him.
No, definitely not. Not this early in the game, especially up by six. East Providence has got a nice advantage on it. Gets a couple of good-sized players on the court. Will match up very well against LaSalle's man-to-man.
Sabir misses both free throws, but gets his own rebound on the second down in the corner, and then he goes to the hoop and gets hacked again. That foul is charged against Devontae Rose, his first personal 16th foul.
Valelli's back in the game now from a court.
Michael Valelli, who started the game, back in. There's a nice set play. C.J. Waite ends up with the pass and drops in the layup, 28-24. 3:50 in the half. Townies to the front. Zach Vega gives outside to the jump shot for Jaron Santos. You can tell by the crowd reaction, he nailed that one. Puts the Townies back up by 7, 31-24, with 3.5 remaining in the first half. Are you surprised by this?
I am surprised by this. I like the change by the Townies. They've decided to take away the drive now, and they're shooting the ball well. They're creating a lot of problems for the Sox. They move so well.
Lawrence Sabir with a shot from the right wing. It is short. It was a three-pointer from about 24 feet, and now they come the other way. Duarte inside the three-point line. Pretty jumper. Good. It's 33-24. Nine-point spread. Rich the other way. Throws it outside to Michael Valelli. Now on the baseline to Tondro, and he loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds, but I think we might have a foul.
On Devontae Rose, I believe. Yep,
his starts second. The foul to Devontae Rose, his second, team seventh.
So 1-1. And McCourt doesn't seem like he normally is as a player. You know, he's a pretty solid player for them. His shot's been a little bit off tonight. They could usually rely on him for three-pointers, take it to the basket. So he's back in the game now after a quick break. Hopefully it changes around for him.
Free throw from Tondro is no good on the 1-1. 33-24 the score, and the Townies with this 9-point lead under 3 minutes to go take the air out of the ball a little bit. Kristen Casey.
Little matchup zone coming our way from the south.
Gives to Jaron Santos on the left baseline.
Shot.
Running one header comes from Zach Vega outside to Santos, and they reset on the rebound. 33-24, 2.5 to go. Santos, south directions against the zone defense. On the right to Kirsten Casey. Back to Santos. Jumper. This one way off the mark, and McCourt comes up with the board. He races to the front court. He gives to a running C.J. Waite, who misses the in and out. It went all the way into the basket and bounced out on that running one-hander, but on the rebound, James Pair comes down with it, and he got hacked.
I believe Casey's on the foul. Kirsten Casey.
So Kirsten Casey will be charged with his first personal foul, team foul number 8. And we're going to take a break here. 2:11 remaining in the half. We'll be right back in a minute. The score 33-24 in the final quarterfinal here from Brown. Produced by Dicom Sports on WPRV.
Experience professional basketball in the Ocean State. The Providence Sky Chiefs, now of the Premier Basketball League, play all home games at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center in Providence, Rhode Island. For a full schedule of home games, roster information, or to buy tickets, visit www.providenceskychiefs.com. Tickets are just $10, and kids under 12 can attend free of charge. That's professional basketball in the Ocean State. Providence Sky Chiefs playing at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns relaxing, trying my luck at Kino while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great. See you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or WrightsFarm.com.
Back here at the Pensacola Center, 2:11 remaining in the first half with the Rams of LaSalle and the Townies of East Providence. James Pair is on the free throw line after the foul and the timeout, and he's shooting 2 for the Rams. His first is good. Boy, LaSalle's looking a little shell-shocked that they're in this position right now with East Providence, Coach.
Yeah, and I think it's huge that East Providence has an 8-point lead right now, and East Providence going to the locker room with an 8-point lead would be a huge step for them in the right direction. Don't want to let LaSalle cut it there.
Sure, second is good. 33-26.
2-3 press, a very odd press right now.
Santos brings it up with Casey on the right-hand side, back out to Santos.
Good spacing by East Providence, making them very difficult to defend right now.
LaSalle falls back into the zone. Ball at the top of the key on the right wing. Nice stutter step move, and a running one-hander comes from Zach Vega.
Bad foul.
But a foul after the missed basket. Looks like it'll be Vega who'll pick up the foul and will walk down the other end. It is the 9th team foul for the Townies. And so the second foul on Vega. Substitution. Sabir comes back in for Tondro for the Rams and put Michael Vallelli on the line for LaSalle. He'll have 1-on-1.
It's the thing you hate as a coach, you know, a foul 94 feet from the basket with 2 minutes to go in the half, and you're stopping the clock and giving them a chance to score points.
Vallelli donning the sweatband, the white sweatband.
Got a lane violation on number 15 for East Providence there. He went over the line early.
And this is the first. And so, with that lane violation, he'll reset. He'll get another 1-on-1. It was David Ogunmonbi that lost his balance and stepped into the lane.
So there you go. It's another thing that, you know, you could have got the ball right back. No points.
Substitution for the Townies. Thomas Lopes comes back in, and Zach Vega takes a break.
Good substitution for East Providence. Get the guys with 2 fouls out.
Michael Vallelli will look for his second half of the 1-on-1. He makes both after missing the first, but getting the break on the lane violation. That's a big break. 5-point spread now. The Townies come front. Here comes Casey. He's along the right side. Gives out to Santos. Left side, Ogunmonbi. Now Santos. They swing it around the perimeter. Duarte.
Great look.
Underneath to the running David Ogunmonbi, and he's fouled en route to the basket. He'll go to the free throw line.
Court with its cold football.
5 team fouls for LaSalle, and McCourt picks up his first.
He's probably doing a very good job of moving the basketball against the press and keeping good spacing.
Ogunmonbi makes the first. This is the road to the Ryan Center. Last piece of the puzzle. Will it be LaSalle or East Providence? We already have Smithfield, Henrikin, and Classical in it. 35-28, 125 remaining. Here we go. After the free throws, we've got James Pear with a long jumper from the right. It was no good, but chased down by Sabir on the floor, and a fresh shot clock for LaSalle. McCourt has it between the circles, getting a little pressure, gives to Pear, right wing jumper from 3-point, no good, rebound. C.J. Waite went over the back, and he will get the foul. He went over Ogunronby, and that will be the sixth team foul. They'll be shooting after the next one. Pia comes in, replaces Pear. Or LaSalle. Also substitution, Cameron Almeida. I'm sorry, Andrew Fleet checks back in. He started and he comes back in for LaSalle.
Nice.
Townies, Ogunronby on a semi-break, goes to the hoop and dishes off to Thomas Lopes. And
double dribble.
The official says we're going to go the other way with a double dribble call.
It's too bad. He's pronounced a nice job reversing the ball, had the guy over the top.
Under a minute to play. Lawrence Sabir gives on the left to Waite. Throws a pass into Pia. It's off his hands and out of bounds.
East Providence ball.
And so East Providence will put it back in play.
Whose ball is it here? Wait a second. Referees need to get together on this one because just reset the shot clock here. They are going to give it to East Providence after discussion. Good officiating.
52 seconds left in the half. And the Townies are coming to the front court with no pressure. Jaron Santos walks it across, gives it on the right to Thomas Lopes. And he eyes the situation out to Casey, and we've got a foul outside. I think Mike McCourt picked that one up.
It's a bad foul because it's McCourt's second, but it also puts East Providence shooter on the line here as a 17 foul. He went led with the wrong hand.
So Adam DeWartz will be on the free throw line. He will have one on one now that there's 17 fouls charged against LaSalle. His free throw is in and out, followed by Ogunronby, but he misses. And Lawrence Sabir takes the ball back for LaSalle. LaSalle down 7 with a half a minute to go, 23 on the shot clock. Sabir weaving between players, and he draws a foul from David Ogunronby. It was contact. I'll tell you, Sabir just dares you to stop him. He's just going to put his head down and find a way to get through a lot of traffic.
Such a quick burst he has going to the basket.
So Lawrence Sabir has a couple here. We are in the double bonus. The first is no good. Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer, hiring now. Go to vibeco.com/careers. For your new one. Second one. Good. 35-29. 6-point game. And I'm guessing that Coach Butler, Alex Butler, will call for one shot for the Townies as they walk it across the timeline.
Absolutely. It's the right thing to do. You're going to go in the halftime at least up 6.
35-29. Santos way outside. Now we're under 10. Looking for a pick. Top of the key. Goes on the left. Now he's got the ball back. He drives in. Here's an out-of-control floater. It's no good, and a rebound will end up on the floor, and that will do it for the first half of play. So a lot of action in the first half, pretty physical as well. We're going to go to halftime with the number one seed in trouble, down 6 to the number 8 seed, East Providence. It's 35-29. We'll come back and analyze what we just saw and get to the halftime with another conversation with Bill Reynolds about his book called Hope. In just a couple of minutes on DICOM Sports Presentation here on WPRV.
Some call it an economic bright spot. Some people even say it's booming. But they're all talking about one place, the Quonset Business Park. At Quonset, more than 10,000 people are working at over 175 Rhode Island companies. And many of them are hiring. There are jobs available right now in submarine building, engineering, even jobs at one of the top 10 auto ports in North America. To learn more, visit QuonsetJobs.com. Quonset. Share in our success at QuonsetJobs.com.
Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to start thinking about your lawn. Before you sign back up with your current company or buy a four-step program, call the local expert, Seascape Lawn Care. They'll have your lawn looking the way it should this spring, plus new customers that sign up for a season-long fertilization program before March 15th get their first application absolutely free. That's a 20% savings. Limited time offer. Call Seascape today at 1-800-294-LAWN or online at seascapeinc.com.
All righty, right back here at the Pizzatola Center, 35-29, head coach Aaron Thomas from North Kingstown. A dandy, don't you think?
It is a dandy. East Providence couldn't ask for anything better. They're playing well, moving the ball well, and creating a lot of problems for LaSalle.
What does Coach Simonelli do when he gets into halftime with his team down six?
I think he has the experience and the confidence that his team's played in games like this before, so I don't think he's worried that he's down six. I do think he has to get a little bit more out of some of his players like Mike McCourt and stuff like that, and I think that will come with the shooting.
And Alex Butler, you think he's surprised to be in this position?
Probably a little bit surprised. Probably thought he was going to be closer at halftime in the sense of a tie game, but I'm sure very excited right now. His team's played very well and very smart moving the basketball.
Is there anything that you're seeing here between these two clubs that gives you a feeling about what's going to happen in the second half?
Right now, the confidence level that East Providence is playing with is showing, and I thought that was the biggest concern. Playing against a team like LaSalle was going to be difficult. There was going to be runs where they would go down, but they've answered. Every time LaSalle scored, they've answered and come back and taken the lead. So
I think you're absolutely right on the money about that, Aaron. So let's pause, and we'll have Doug McGonigal's narration and my questions and answers for Bill Reynolds as we take a look at his book called Hope and continue through our halftime presentation as we have for all of our playoff games here with DICOM's presentation on WPRV. And don't forget, next week, our road to the Ryan Center will be on WPRO for the Saturday games, the semifinals between what will be, clearly, it'll be Hendricken and Classical, and will it be Smithfield and LaSalle or Smithfield and East Providence, the only missing answer that we have. Of course, the finals for both the girls and the boys on Sunday. Right back to the Pizzatola Center for more. It's halftime. 35-29 is the score. East Providence leads LaSalle. DICOM Sports and WPRV.
Benriss, originally created in 1921, quickly dominated the world of high-fashion watches and then went on to supply America's military with precision timepieces from World War II through Vietnam. Today, Benriss has been reimagined. Shop Benriss watches, backpacks, sunglasses, and apparel at 39 Pike Street, Providence, and online at Benriss.com. Follow Benriss USA on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to stay current and up-to-date with promotions as well as exclusive sneak peeks and giveaways.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, lift foam in Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions, the mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at NavigantCU.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987. Federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigant.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns, relaxing, trying my luck at Kino while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great, see you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or WrightsFarm.com.
Halftime here at the Pizzatola Center on the campus of Brown University for the 2016 Boys Basketball State Tournament. Dan York spoke with Pro Joe sports writer and author Bill Reynolds about his latest book, Hope, A School, A Team, A Dream.
Tell me about the coach.
The coach is wonderful, and the coach is as big, burly guy, and he's a white guy, and he's been doing it for 24 years, and he yells and screams, and you can, the first day that you look at him, you say, what's going on here? And the more I hung around, he brings them food, he helps them when they are out of school. Like my third day of practice, I'm in there one day, And there's these three kids, maybe 20 years old, hanging around the corner. And I said, who are they? Who are these guys? And the assistant coach says, they're the alumni. I said, what do you mean the alumni? It's 3:30 in the afternoon. What are they doing? They got nowhere else to go. And Dave Nyblom, the coach, will help them. And he will, even when they have disappointed him for their entire high school experience, he will still help them. They're still his kids. They walk in 4, 5, 6 years later, and he will try and help them. It is a thankless job in many ways. Because no one is coaching Rhode Island High School basketball to make money. I mean, that's not part of the equation. And what Nyblom does, Dave Nyblom here, and he's got two guys who volunteer their time, two volunteer assistant coaches. They're living saints in a lot of ways because they do things for these kids that no one knows about, no one understands, but it's a daily part of their life.
He's an excitable guy, and he doesn't treat them softly.
Oh, no, no, no. In the first, no, no. He's big, and he's got a big voice, and he yells and screams. In the beginning, it was kind of disconcerting to me. I said, you know, what kind of style is this? But after a few days, you realize if he's not yelling, no one's listening. But one of the best things he does, periodically, like once a week, whatever, at the end of practice, he puts them in the center of the court, and he lets them have it. And, I mean, for example, and one day he said, do you ever say thank you to anybody in your life? And the kids are kind of looking, you know, like they look at him and they kind of, he said, we have assistant coaches who volunteer their time. We have teachers in the building who go out of their way to help you. We have people who bring you food. We have people who will do anything for you. Do you ever say thank you? And the kids kind of look at them, like look at him. And at some level, you get the sense after a while that this gets through. But it's not easy because to treat them collectively in a way that you would expect a coach to treat high school kids, I don't think would work for 2 seconds. They're not going to hear you.
You've been listening to Dan York speaking with Bill Reynolds, ProJo sports writer and author of Hope, A School, A Team, A Dream. And we'll be presenting to you excerpts of that conversation throughout the broadcast and the halftime shows during the 2016 Boys Basketball State Tournament. We'll be back from the Pizzatola Center with more and the second half after this. You're listening to the Boys Basketball State Tournament produced by Dicom Sports on AM 790 WPRV.
Experience professional basketball in the Ocean State. The Providence Sky Chiefs, now of the Premier Basketball League, play all home games at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center in Providence, Rhode Island. For a full schedule of home games, roster information, or to buy tickets, visit www.providenceskychiefs.com. Tickets are just $10, and kids under 12 can attend free of charge. That's professional basketball in the Ocean State. Providence Sky Chiefs playing at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center.
Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer and leader for change in Rhode Island, invites you to join the team. Multiple positions are available in marketing, IT, and manufacturing, including CNC machine operators. Great hours, full benefits, a great place to learn and grow at an inspiring place to work. Apply now at the Vibeco website, vibeco.com. That's vibeco.com/careers, an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken, just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns, relaxing, trying my luck at Kino while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great, see you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or Wright's Farm. Hope, A School, A Team, A Dream, the newest book from Providence Journal sports columnist and best-selling author of Fall River Dreams, Bill Reynolds.
This is a book about inner-city America, and basketball is just the vehicle. This is about kids who play basketball. It's not a basketball book per se. Anything that brings any kind of understanding of people different from you helps us.
Learn the poignant and inspirational story of the 2012 Hope High School basketball team. Hope is available on Amazon and locally wherever books are sold.
So it's a long day, though.
You bet it is. Right back here at the Pizzatola Center, you got Aaron Thomas admitting it's a long day. When I called you, what did I tell you? It's a long day. Quarterfinals are long days, but it's great basketball. And, you know, the great thing is you get to see so much setting up for the road to the Ryan Center. You'll see, you're so prepared for what's going to happen at the Ryan Center after watching the quarterfinals. So it's always a great experience. And if you love basketball, I know I do, and I know you do, it's what the junkies love. One minute on the clock here at halftime, and I look up and I see this 35-29 score where East Providence leads. And there are a lot of people that are pretty pensive on the LaSalle side, thinking, geez, does Eric Simonelli, the head coach there, have an answer for what Alex Butler's been able to put together? The one thing that you mentioned at the end of the first half, and I concur, you know, X's and O's aside, the intangible for me is East Providence shows no fear whatsoever.
Absolutely. No fear whatsoever, and they've got to continue that now. They can not be satisfied where they are. They've got to make sure they, right from the start here, the next 4 minutes really laid in that we're here, we're for real, and let's play. I see a different attitude in LaSalle, even when they came out, though, to warm up here for the second half. It seems like they're a little bit more focused. I think Coach Simonelli had a few good discussions with them at halftime.
Yeah, you know, the psychology of what you say to your kids when you got 4 minutes to do so in a locker room is, well, it's why you guys, you know, do what you do. I was going to say it's why you make the big bucks. You don't make them on the high school level, but you put in so much more than you get out monetarily. That's not even a conversation. But to earn a 19-year stint in North Kingstown, you've had to learn how to handle these kids for all this time, and you got to know when to throw it down, bang a locker, and when to just kind of soothe them. Is there a soothing process here, or is there more of a throwdown from Simonelli, do you think?
I think Simonelli's in a throwdown mode just for the simple reason that they are the defending champs. And all I don't think they represented themselves great in the first half.
Okay, well, there you go. That's what Aaron Thomas of North Kingstown thinks. We'll see what happens as we go. They put 16 minutes on the clock, and we have an offensive foul to start, charged against Adam Duarte. So let me reset for you. We've got Darren Santos, Adam Duarte, Devontae Rose, Zach Vega, and Marcus McCarthy on the floor for East Providence. And then Sabir Vallely, James Pear, Andrew Fleet, and Michael McCourt for LaSalle. LaSalle in their white road uniforms, home uniforms, trimmed in maroon, going from right to left now in front of us at Brown. And we've got East Providence, the Townies, in their road red uniforms, trimmed in white. And we've got a whistle and a foul underneath the basket after a long jump shot thrown up by LaSalle. The foul is charged against East Providence, and it will go against Zach Vega, his third personal foul. And that'll be the first team foul of the half, it seems to me, even though they got two up on the board.
Second foul.
It is the back. How did I miss that? Oh, my goodness. Delirious in game four. There's Vallely with a nice rebound off an air ball thrown up by McCourt. And so the first points of the half go to LaSalle, and now we've got a running one-hander knocked away. Devontae Rose went in, and McCourt made a great play. Now he's got the ball. He takes it the length, and he misses too hard off the glass, and we've got a traveling violation for the Townies going their way. So give the ball back to LaSalle underneath their own basket.
LaSalle definitely playing at a different speed right now to start the second half.
50 seconds gone by in the second half. LaSalle trails by four. They were down six at intermission. The Townies in a zone defense now. 2-1-2, 2-3, sagging. McCourt in front of his own bench gives to Sabir outside the three-point line. Pivots, drives baseline, gives to Pear in the left corner, out to McCourt. His three-pointer is short. Pear comes down at the rebound and reset the shot clock. LaSalle still has it. McCourt drives in, gives to Sabir, three-pointer. Bounds away. Rebound fought for. Bodies on the ground. Sabir comes in and scores and makes it 35-33. Somebody hit the ground hard there.
I believe it was Vallely.
All right. East Providence needs to shake off this start from LaSalle. They come to the front. They throw it away. And here we have Vallely giving us a beer. He lays it up and in. And the six-point deficit has been completely erased. Jaron Santos threw that ball away. Holy moly. It's a full timeout, so we'll take it. 14-16 still remaining in this one. We are deadlocked at 35 on WPRV.
Taco is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student-athletes. At Taco in Cranston, we are a third-generation family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for business and homeowners. 80 years in business, we continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets. And we believe that our core values and our enduring commitment to product quality will keep us a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more about us at taco-hvac.com.
Hope. A school, a team, a dream. The newest book from Providence Journal sports columnist and best-selling author of Fall River Dreams, Bill Reynolds.
Get a look at a world that most people don't see. These are kids in every American city, and they're right here in Providence, Rhode Island, and they're in every inner city high school in America, and no one, for the most part, has any clue about what their lives are like.
Learn the poignant and inspirational story of the 2012 Hope High School basketball team. Hope is available on Amazon and locally wherever books are sold.
Just a minute and 40 and change, a minute 34 off the clock, 44, minute 44 off the clock in the second half, and we are back here on a 6-0 run from LaSalle off the 6-point deficit at halftime, deadlocked at 35. So Coach Alex Butler needed to talk it over for East Providence. They work against the LaSalle defense on a zone right now. Marcus McCarthy has traffic on the left wing, throws a cross-court pass, and now Santos for a three-pointer. Bounds away. They fight for it. We got a whistle underneath the basket. Looks like we're going to have a foul charge to LaSalle's Michael Vallelli. That will be his first foul and the team's first in the half. So they'll inbound underneath the basket. Thomas Lopes has checked back in for East Providence, and he inbounds the ball. He gave Zach Vega a rest. Marcus McCarthy, who used to play for LaSalle on the right wing for East Providence, dishes on the right to Lopes, and Lopes swings across the lane with a wild one-hander that rolls away. He misses. LaSalle to the front. Here comes Sabir, twisting and turning. He dishes back out to McCourt, and McCourt makes a three-point jumper, screams, yeah! And LaSalle has just gone on a 9-0 run to take a three-point lead. The defending champions making a statement here. Here's McCarthy. Gives on the right to Santos. 15-foot jumper. Too hard. Rebounded by Devontae Rose. He turns. Throws his shoulder in. And the official gets him for an offensive foul. He'll turn the ball over. The Townies yet to score, Coach.
That's not the way they wanted to start the second half for sure. They're going to make sure they get better shots. Seems like a lot of their shots in the second half have been off balance. Again, LaSalle's brought their game up to a new level. Now the Townies have to match.
Coach Butler did not like the official call from Chris Nazinski, and he lets him know about it. Here's McCourt driving the lane. Outside of Sabir, a three-pointer. Good. In front of LaSalle bench. 41-35. This is a 12-0 run to start the second half for LaSalle. Duarte on the offensive end for East Providence. Right side to Marcus McCarthy. Kicks to Santos. On the left to Rose. Back out to Santos. East Providence has got to find something or this thing's going to get out of hand for him. Duarte in the corner. Gives to Rose. One-hander. Short. Now they're playing tentatively. They're playing tentatively, and the LaSalle Rams are playing aggressively. Here's McCourt. Leaves the field. He scores. 14-0. 14-0 start for LaSalle in the second half.
This is not what East Providence wants. They're going to get the ball to the rim now.
Here comes Santos across the timeline. Gives to McCarthy. He gets clipped, and he'll draw the foul. It's a non-shooting foul. Foul is charged against Michael Vallelli, his second personal foul. Team's second foul. Substitution, Avian Pia comes in for Michael Vallelli.
And Zach Vega back for East Providence, which really helps.
Lopes trying to inbound, does to the running. Zach Vega, who scores the first basket of the game for East Providence. Gosh, did they need that. 43-37. That's a 14-0 run to start, matched by that basket by East Providence.
Phenomenal. 4 minutes.
In 4 minutes' time, right. Can you imagine? Here's Pia. Back to the basket against Duarte. He scores. Nice feed in from the outside from, I believe, McCord. And so it's 11:38 remaining in regulation. And once down six at halftime, LaSalle goes back on defense, up eight. McCarthy gives on the right to Santos. Santos moves it. Throws back out to Vega. And now McCarthy, three-pointer, no good. East Providence has lost its offensive rhythm completely.
Absolutely. Has to really get better shots at the basket. Just seems like they're firing up now.
On the offensive end for LaSalle, we have a ball knocked out of bounds. Avian Pia was last to touch And so it'll be Towny ball. What do you do to regroup if you're Alex Butler at this point?
Right now, well, here comes a press. They're going to give the opportunity to break the press and score. They're going to take away passes here. One pass.
Jaren Santos has to break that press. He does. Throws on the left side of Thomas Lopes. Now Andrew Adam Duarte. Adam Duarte. The ball is swung around to the right side. And Marcus McCarthy drives from the baseline. He gets fouled en route to the hoop. Looks like he'll shoot two. Charge the foul. Third team foul for LaSalle to number 24, Andrew Fleet, the 6'5 senior center forward, picks up his first, and free throws coming for Marcus McCarthy. First one is no good. Substitution, Jonathan Tondreau replaces Andrew Fleet for the Rams. What a turnaround.
Unbelievable. And that's going in for the halftime speech. You know, your team's going to respond one or two ways. LaSalle's really brought their game up a notch, and now just waiting for East Providence. Here, this is the time for East Providence to settle back in. It's only an 8-point game. Cut it now, and we're all set.
After the free throws, it's 45-38. Here's McCourt driving in, forcing it. Kicks it back out to Sabir, top of the key. Left to Pear. Pear has the ball knocked away by McCarthy, but P has got it, and he bowls in and scores. Nobody's going to get in front of him.
Nope. He just takes the ball to the basket with aggression. 4 points in the second half. Nice job by him.
47-38. 5.5 gone by in the second half. Bounce pass comes in from the right wing from Kirsten Casey, who checked in on the last dead ball to Duarte. And a foul is called against LaSalle. Fourth team foul now for LaSalle, and charged the foul to Avian Pia, his second. Inbound play coming for the Townies. Kirsten Casey throws it away. Turnover. And now another turnover. East Providence has it back. Santos around the back. He's on the right to Casey. He thinks better of going to the hoop and pulls it out for Santos. We'll skip pass on the left to McCarthy, and he drives in and gets fouled. And so he'll go to the free throw line. Foul is charged to McCourt. His third personal foul for LaSalle, fifth team foul for LaSalle. So this is starting to come to the advantage of the Townies with five team fouls already with just 5:57 gone by in the half.
And you're not hitting any outside shots, so Marcus McCarthy's like taking the ball to the basket now and getting fouled. So it's a good move for the Townies.
First free throw is good. You can crawl back into a game when you're scoring with no clock moving.
Absolutely.
Second is good. Hit the rim, the glass, and fell through gently. Nice touch. 47-40 the score. Lawrence Sabir to the front. Sabir has 21 points in this ballgame. McCourt has 10 points. And where's number 10? Sabir on the right wing throws to Pia. Pia out to McCourt. Three-pointer. Too hard. Rebounded by Sabir, but he loses out of bounds. It'll stay with LaSalle. Set play coming up. Coach Simonelli working the officials, which he often does. McCourt in front of his own basket off the set play. Now James Pear drives baseline. And he stepped on the baseline. And so we'll go the other way. Now, with 9:35 to go, a couple of free throws, a couple things going their way. They score a basket. East Providence can crawl right back into this thing.
Absolutely. This is a big trip for them right here. Their outside shooting has been very cold in this half. Now we got a screen on the ball.
Santos, three-pointer, short, rebounded, though, and scored. Nice play by Kirsten Casey. That cuts the lead to five. 47-42 as we near the nine-minute mark left in this final quarterfinal game for the right to play Smithfield at the road to the Ryan Center. Here's a jumper from McCourt, three-point jumper. It is good, and a timeout call by LaSalle. That's a big one, 50-42 now. And the coaches will talk it over, and we'll come right back on AM 790 WPRP.
Taco is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student-athletes. At Taco in Cranston, we are a third-generation family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for business and homeowners. 80 years in business, we continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets. And we believe that our core values and our enduring commitment to product quality will keep us a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more about us at taco-hvac.com.
Hope, a school, a team, a dream. The newest book from Providence Journal sports columnist and best-selling author of Fall River Dreams, Bill Reynolds.
This book hopefully will bring people together because it will humanize these kids. It will put a human face on stereotypes. And I think that anything that puts a human face on stereotypes, regardless of what the stereotypes are, is a good thing.
Learn the poignant and inspirational story of the 2012 Hope High School basketball team. Hope is available on Amazon and locally wherever books are sold.
Exactly 9 minutes remaining in this game, the fourth of four quarterfinals here at the Pensacola Center at Brown University. The LaSalle Rams lead 50-42. They were down 35-29 at the half and went on a 14-0 tear to take control of this game. And now the Townies of East Providence are trying to work their way back. How do they do it, Coach?
They have to do it. I think they have to attack the basket on LaSalle and try to get them in foul trouble. They already have three fouls on McCourt. Now LaSalle's changing up their defense again. They've done a nice job, LaSalle, of changing up things. There's McCarthy to the hole.
And he doesn't get it, but he's fouled. You're listening to Aaron Thomas, 19 years at the helm at North Kingstown. He's played both these teams. He knows them well. And I think East Providence has enough to get back into it, but they're going to have to play with a little bit more loose disposition like they did to start the game, which is always hard, right, when it's crunch time.
It is. It's very hard. The thing they've got going for them right now is the Sauna has 16 fouls.
All right, so Santos misses a short jumper, and Sabir comes the other way for LaSalle. He misses a running one-hander, and Vega gets the rebound for East Providence. So they go that way. Santos loses. LaSalle comes back their way, and Sabir is stuffed. He is stuffed by Zach Vega. And so East Providence comes to the fourth court, and we get a foul charged against Lawrence Sabir, his first personal foul, team seventh. And so East Providence will shoot from here on in. LaSalle will not. The Townies only have three team fouls right now. So if you want to crawl back into a game, the best way to do it is at the foul line, right?
Absolutely. Those times coming off the clock, and we have opportunities to score here.
Marcus McCarthy, who had 15 in the game against St. Ray's in the opening round of the Open Championships here, hits his first.
Good chance here for East Providence. They're on the foul line scoring points, and also Sabir's out of the game right now.
Take a little breather. Up and down they go. Second one, good. Confident free throws from Marcus McCarthy, the transfer from LaSalle to East Providence. Six-point game. Michael McCourt, the senior, comes to the front court for LaSalle. He's double-teamed, gives to Pear on the right, and Pear throws it to C.J. Waite. C.J. Waite couldn't handle. Guess what? The Townies are coming their way. Here comes Santos. Right side, it goes to Casey. They swing it around. McCarthy, stutter step, drives, and gets fouled. And this is the formula. If you want to crawl back, drive it in, get clipped, go to the line, no time on the clock, and just keep chipping away.
Great drive to the basket again. Marcus McCarthy is really attacking the basket. He's realizing the outside shot's not working. Good for him. 18 fouls on LaSalle.
Marcus McCarthy with 8 points in the contest. Makes the first one. Lawrence Sabir comes back in. C.J. Waite checks out.
LaSalle's just a different team when Sabir's on the bench. You know, he's that engine that drives it.
McCarthy, second. Good. Very clutch play from him. 10 points for McCarthy. And now we have a ball game. It's a 50-46 count. Lawrence Sabir will walk it across. Guarded by McCarthy. McCourt, left side of the key, guarded by Santos. Swinging around the pair. Now Sabir, three-pointer. Good. Solid. Big bucket puts the game back to seven. Seven and a half on the clock. LaSalle fades back into their zone defense, wearing their white home uniforms trimmed in maroon against East Providence with their red trimmed in white. Here's Santos, three-pointer, bounds away, rebound, and a miss for East Providence. Zach Vega had an easy look at it and hit it too hard off the back of the rim, so that's a bad break for the Townies. Here come the Rams. 7:05 on the clock. Pair baseline gets fouled. That was a big three-pointer.
huge three-pointer. East Providence switched to a 3-2 zone, and Sabir made his way to the corner and got an open look and made it.
John Chandreau checks in the ball game, as does Adam Duart for East Providence. Lopes sits down. We've got a turnover. McCourt went into the basket and had him. He was stripped by McCarthy, and McCarthy comes all the way to the other end. Stripped and went end-to-end to score to bring his team back to within five. 53-48. Now we got a jumper on the left wing from Tondreau. It's too hard, and the official says we got a foul, and we're going to keep it right here. Marcus McCarthy picks up the third foul. That is five team fouls now. LaSalle has eight, so the Townies are shooting on every foul. Here's a lob pass into McCourt, and a traveling violation called on McCourt. Sabir put him in a tough place.
He did. It was a very difficult pass. He came down, he landed a certain way, then he could not move the other foot first. So it's a good call by the official.
Six and change, 6:25 remaining in the ball game. Five-point game. Marcus McCarthy, top of the key. Thinks about chucking it up. He does it. They swing it around. And a three-point shot put up by Casey that rims the basket and the glass. No good. McCourt on the rebound, and he takes it himself all the way. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Townies. So they'll inbound LaSalle will underneath their own basket. Coach Simonelli checking his notes. Literally, he's got a piece of paper he's checking on. Folds it up. Here's the inbound play. Pair with a shot from the foul line. No good. East Providence with the ball. They're on the run. Into the corner. Round the way we go. Between the circles. McCarthy tries to penetrate the zone. Can't. Gives to Santos. He brings it out. Tries to make a move against the zone. Now to Duart. His shot good. Turn around. That's good patience against a zone defense.
Very good patience. Got the ball right to him at the high post right there. He turned, face, made a nice shot. We're starting to see that ball movement come back for East Providence. They lost it for a while. In the first half, they had it. Now we got a little 1-2-2 look out of East Providence on defense.
53-50. LaSalle holding on to a three-point lead. They've got the basketball. John Tundreau gives to McCourt on the left to James Pair. Pair throws it away. He throws it in the backcourt. There's a chase for it, and McCourt picks it up because the official says that McCarthy touched it. That's controversial, but now we've got a shot clock
violation.
Wow, that was interesting.
It's a very smart play by Michael McCourt to let Marcus McCarthy touch the ball first, and then the ball basically became live.
Wasn't so smart by McCarthy, and of course everyone disputes what happened, but I think Chris Nasinski made a very, very good call there, the official. The 30-second shot clock expired anyway, and so we go all the way back to the other end of the backcourt for East Providence to walk it all the way back up. That is a lot of real estate back and forth on that play. So we go to 5 minutes remaining in the game, and the score is 53-50. The Townies, the 8th seed, looking to upset LaSalle. Here's Duart shot from the lane. No good. Bounds away. Sabir picks it up. We're under five. And down the stretch we come in this final quarterfinal matchup between the divisional champion of last year, the defending open champion, and the number one seed holding on to a three-point lead. Here's Sabir. Drives in and scores.
Big-time move by Lawrence Sabir. All the way out from the corner right to the basket.
And a timeout call by Alex Butler of the Townies. It's a 30-second timeout. And right now, we'll keep it right here. Want to remind you, don't forget that Dicom Sports follows the high school open basketball championships on the road to the Ryan Center next weekend, Saturday. The boys' semifinals at 4 and 6 p.m. with the pregame beginning at 3:35. And Sunday, the girls' open championship final at 3:30 with the pregame at 3:10, followed by the boys' open championship final at 6. Translation, everything that happens at the Ryan Center next weekend, less the girls' semifinals. We'll have the boys' semifinals and then the girls' and boys' finals. Four games for you on WPRO, our sister station from our Cumulus properties. And I remind you as well that coming up on the postgame show and for each broadcast in these playoffs now, we'll name our player of the game, sponsored by Wright's Farm Restaurant, where, of course, you can book any size banquet or event and enjoy their new half-century-long famous family-style chicken dinners. Well, Coach, this is a dandy. 55-50 is the score. Eric Simonelli told me he was not confident that he could handle these East Providence townies easily, and his worry was correct.
He was. It was a good worry. Townies have a lot of skill. They have the ability to go inside and outside with their shooting. You know, they've kind of cooled off here in the second half. I got a feeling they're going to hit a couple of big threes here down the stretch, though. But also credit LaSalle in the second half. I thought they'd got out on the Townie shooters a lot faster and made them difficult shots.
So we will inbound. Side court, back court for the Townies. Adam DeWart will give it to Jaron Santos. A little bit of pressure at half court, and they break it. McCarthy drives in. He's got an eight-footer. Good. It's a three-point game. 4:20 on the clock, and the Townies have cut the lead to three. Sabir to the front side. Gives to McCourt against the zone defense. 1-2-2 or 1-2-1, I don't know. He got a little pressure on the perimeter, and now James Pair has a three-point shot. Wow, ice cold. He knocks it in. Cold as ice, I should say. Smooth. Three-pointer is good. 58-52 the score.
Big shot. Nice release. Well created by LaSalle.
Townies to the front. McCarthy. Little jitter move in the lane. Gives off on the left for a basket by Zach Vega. He responds with his own two. Cuts the lead back to four. 58-54. We near 3.5 to go.
It's like a man-to-man change now for East Providence. They're going to change their defense.
James Pair between the circles. Gives to McCord on the left wing. He's looking for Avian Pia. Gives a bounce pass to him. Guarded by DeWart. Pia moves in the lane. A little floater. Bounds away. Followed and scored by Sabir. What an athletic play that was. That puts the Rams back up by six. Here come the Townies to the front. McCarthy looking for some help, and he's called for a traveling violation. That was a good call. That was a stutter step.
Yep.
And so that's a tough turnover for the Townies. Gives the ball back to the Rams with 3:05 remaining in a six-point lead.
Got to trust your offense now. Got to run your offense through and get good looks.
Sabir with plenty of room out top. Gives to Pia on the left key. Pia on the pick move. Gives to McCourt. McCourt back to the basket. Dishes out to Pair. Back to McCourt. Fakes a three-pointer. Drives baseline. Got no room. Shut down by Vega. He circles around Vega. Drives in the lane. That gets fouled by Vega. That was a tenacious ball handling effort by McCourt. So Vega picks up the foul, I believe.
I believe it's his fourth foul.
That's his fourth foul. That'll be the sixth team foul. So for now on, after this inbound, we'll be shooting on fouls from both sides. Sabir gives to Pia. He's wide open at the foul line. He won't take it. Gives to Pair. New shot clock and 2:35 remaining. LaSalle with a six-point lead and the basketball and a timeout. And we'll take our final break of the broadcast. 60-54 the score with 2:36 to go. You're listening to Dicom Sports, presentation of the State Open Quarterfinals on WPRV.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate Collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, lift foam and Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer and leader for change in Rhode Island, invites you to join the team. Multiple positions are available in marketing, IT, and manufacturing, including CNC machine operators. Great hours, full benefits, a great place to learn and grow at an inspiring place to work. Apply now at the Vibeco website, vibeco.com. That's vibeco.com/careers, an equal opportunity employer.
Two minutes, 36 seconds remaining in the ballgame. LaSalle holding on to a six-point lead. You got to give the East Providence Townies all the credit in the world, Coach Aaron Thomas of North Kingstown. They have really, really, really hung in there and played very competitively.
They played a great game. And they still have a shot here. Now, I'm curious to see what LaSalle does out of the timeout.
All right, so Coach Simonelli for LaSalle wanted to discuss it. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 2.5 remaining in the game. The inbounds is an easy one. McCourt's got plenty of room. He veers onto the left side of the key. Gives to Sabir, but it's broken up and stolen by McCarthy, who goes one-on-one and can't get the layup. But Sabir is called for the foul. That'll be his second foul, 19th foul. What a good play by McCarthy, who stripped the ball away on a weak pass by McCourt, and free throws are coming up for McCarthy.
McCarthy is really putting his team on his shoulders right now. He's attacking the basket, doing a lot of positive things for the Townies.
What a storyline. Leaves LaSalle, comes to East Providence.
Absolutely.
Battles and battles and battles LaSalle, and his free throw shooting is outstanding. What a nice touch, a confident touch. His first one is good, so here comes the second. Can he bring within four? He eyes it, tries it, can't buy it. It's short. Pia with the rebound. Five-point game. 2:15 to go. Sabir walks it across. McCarthy gives him plenty of room. 20 on the shot clock. Move to the left. High dribble. Underneath to Pia. Pia back to the basket on Duarte. Fade away. Turn around. No good. Rebounded by the Townies. Zach Vega came up with it. They're down five. We're under 2 minutes to go. McCarthy top of the key. Gives on the right to Santos. Santos stutter step. Drives right. Pulls up. Forces a 15-footer. Bounds around and no good. Rebounded by McCourt. LaSalle has it. They still have the five-point lead. They'll walk it across. McCourt does. Way outside near half court. Working on Vega, but Vega's giving him 8 feet. Now Duarte comes out and fouls. That'll be the seventh team foul. I'm not sure about that. Why would they do that?
If they feel like they're going to run out of time, but still, at the same time, at this point in the game, McCourt's a very good foul shooter.
I would have wanted that possession to run its course.
I would have played at least that possession out, and then if we had to foul, we'd stop fouling after that.
So McCourt goes to the free throw line and makes the first. 17 fouls for the Townies now, 9 for the Rams. So when the Rams foul, East Providence will have 2 free throws. The Rams are in the 1-1 bonus from the 17 fouls from East Providence. 61-55. Minute 32 left. Second free throw from McCourt. Good. 62-55. And Eric Simonelli wants to talk this thing over. It is a full timeout, and we'll take our last timeout of the play-by-play with a minute and a half to go in a 7-point game here on WPRV.
Benriss, originally created in 1921, quickly dominated the world of high-fashion watches and then went on to supply America's military with precision timepieces from World War II through Vietnam. Today, Benriss has been reimagined. Shop Benriss watches, backpacks, sunglasses, and apparel at 39 Pike Street, Providence, and online at Benriss.com. Follow Benriss USA on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to stay current and up-to-date with promotions as well as exclusive sneak peeks and giveaways. Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions, the mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at navigantcu.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigant.
Dan York with North Kingstown head coach Aaron Thomas. North Kingstown got bounced out of this tournament, losing to Portsmouth 63-58 in the first round. And his loss is our gain with his efforts here on our broadcast today. Great to have you, Aaron. We got a minute and a half left. East Providence is down 7. They're going to inbound the ball. What do they do?
They got to score quickly. Whether it's a 2 or 3 doesn't necessarily matter, but they have to score quickly because time's against them right now.
Duarte rolls the ball on the floor, and Santos waits to pick it up at half court. He had plenty of room to do so. Now he stutter steps, goes on the right to McCarthy. McCarthy baseline, gets it across, and now we've got Vega with a shot from three-point land. No good. McCarthy taps the rebound. East Providence keeps it. They got a fresh shot clock. Vega drives in. An alley-oop misses. Rebounded by Pia. He was looking for a foul. He didn't get it. So now LaSalle has the basketball, and they lead as they cross the timeline. Michael McCourt is fouled by Santos, and he will go to the free throw line. 108 remaining in the game. 7-point spread for LaSalle, and they're at the free throw line.
Credit to LaSalle. They changed their defense coming out of the timeout. Again, I think that's a huge thing. It made East Providence adjust. It took a little time off the clock.
Michael McCourt can begin to ice this game. It feels like that's the time of the game we're in right now with this free throw. 63-55. It's beginning to feel like it's out of reach for East Providence.
It is. It really is at this point with 108 left on the clock. They're going to have to push the ball really fast.
second. No good. Rebound, fought for. It's on the floor. Pia made a great play. He didn't come up with the ball, but because of his hustle, Michael McCourt ended up having a chance to pick it up, and then McCourt got fouled. That's Pia's play right there.
That is. He's done more than I anticipated tonight. Usually he's a big, strong force inside on the rebounding boards, but he's had some good offensive plays and keeping balls alive.
So only 4 seconds tick off the clock, and McCourt is right back at the free throw line and misses the first. And we've got a whistle, and we're going to go the other way. This time Avian Pia picks up the foul. That'll be his third foul, 10th team foul. And you don't want to do that when you're up eight. And, again, you don't want to give East Providence a chance to score with the clock sink still.
Exactly. It gives you East Providence a chance to score and set up their press now because we're down this end of the court.
Adam Duarte has 10 points, a quiet 10 points, on the free throw line. Got to make your free throws. 104 in the game. Free throw is good.
This problem says two timeouts left. Let's see if they set the press up right away.
Second. Good. All right. There's hope. 63-57. Full court pressure, but they leave James Pair all alone, and he lobs to Sabir, who's ahead of the field and lays it in. Breakdown on that press completely. 8-point spread again. And we're under a minute to play. Here comes Santos. His running one-hander is no good. He gets his own rebound but loses. And Sapir takes it away from him, gives to McCourt. And now they're going to have to foul, and they do. Zach Vega fouls McCourt. And so Michael McCourt will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot 1-1. This will be the last 1-1 with now 9 team fouls. And that is 5 for Zach Vega. He is fouled out of the ballgame with 10 points.
I think East Providence is upset here because they were trying to foul Avion P with off the ball, and they were grabbing him, but the referee did not see that call, and the ball went over the top.
So on the disqualification of Zach Vega, they get some time to kind of talk it over. I want to thank the Providence Sky Chiefs, a professional basketball team with all home games at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center, and Benrus. It's a better time for their sponsorship. Seascape Lawn Care, the number one lawn care company in Rhode Island. Call 1-800-294-LAWN. And know that there are jobs available for you at Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer hiring now. Go to vibeco.com/careers. Funnier things have happened. 8-point spread, 45.1 seconds on the Brown University clock. The Richard A. Friedman Class of 79 scoreboard, to be exact. And Mike McCourt, he's got free throws, and Coach Simonelli moves his LaSalle players away from the basket on the other side of the floor. So you got four townies in the lane waiting for this result. The first one is good.
He's guaranteeing that there will be no foul down this end.
Simonelli knows what he's doing.
He does. Does a nice job of changing things up out of timeouts.
Second is good. 67-57, 10-point game. Marcus McCarthy lets the ball roll on the inbound and comes racing to the front, gives to Duarte. Duarte on the weave to Santos, wants to find some room. Three-pointer rims away, and it's rebounded by Pair. Now the Townies might just give it up. Alex Butler says that's enough, and they're going to run the clock out. Yeah, 10-point game. I might have given it one more foul, one more run, but then Marcus McCarthy lets Sabir just go to the hoop, and he scores, making it 69-57. I think Coach Butler should be proud of the way his town has played.
Absolutely.
PNC, they really played well. Here's a three-pointer from McCarthy to put the icing on the cake, making it 69-60. But that's the way this thing is going to end, because LaSalle will walk it down the floor. The ball game is over, and our fourth bid to the road to the Ryan Center has been issued to the defending champions, LaSalle. All four teams will be Division I contenders, and wouldn't you know it, the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds in the tournament will advance to the Ryan Center. We'll talk about it in the post-game show coming up. Again, the final from the Pitchatola Center, 69-60, LaSalle over East Providence.